This assumption is what I want to focus your attention on. This assumption is absolutely false. And once you surface it and look at it, it's clearly false. But I'm telling you, it hovers. It hovers in the conscience and the thinking of just about every single Christian, and skeptics have been placing, you know, teeing off of that for generations. Once upon a time, who cares? Who's going to read a 300-page book by an atheist? Basically nobody. But those once upon a time days are over. And how has the church responded? We've done nothing. The church has not adjusted at all. We still preach and teach as if the Bible says it, that settles it. And if the Bible says it, that settles it for most of us, maybe for everybody in this room. But that is an assumption. We not only have to abandon it, we have to decide where we're going to place our faith and where the fertile soil of ministry. And I'm telling you, it's not anything new. It's what the first century Christians knew all along. I mean, come on, there wasn't the Bible the way we think of it for 400 years. And nobody owned one for hundreds of years after that, right? So what did all those Christians do?